one of the best sports program indeed on radio at the time. It was around 1950s. Was a program called Sports Stadium, and it was produced by Philip Green.
Sports Stadium. Welcome to another edition of your weekly sports magazine of the year, presented by Philip Green.
Hello there, and here are the headlines to our stories tonight. Can Wexford win the National Hurling League title at Croke Park on Sunday? Will Ireland's soccer team beat Holland at Rotterdam next Thursday? What are Ireland's Davis Cup prospects against Germany next week? The news that, but stay listening, because there'll be a lot to interest you in tonight's edition of
Sports Stadium.
In 1953, Phil came to me and said, "Sean, would you be interested in doing the GAA end of things on my programme, the sports stadium programme?" And I said, "I certainly would." And from then onwards, I started doing the GAA end of matters on the programme. And it was simply was previewing matches. And we had great people with us. We had Mitchell Cogley, father of Fred Cogley. And we had Sean Murphy of the People newspaper doing the racing. We had a fellow called Kevin Byrne, doing tennis. We had Austin Darra doing, certainly doing the rugby. And we had Liam Brown doing athletics. And there were other people involved in the programme as well.
And it's a big week of sport we have ahead of us, because starting tomorrow we've got the Irish amateur boxing team leaving the shores of Ireland for America. Isn't that right, Mitchell Cogley?
Yes, they're leaving Dublin tomorrow, and they're having stopping off at Portlaoise for tea, getting to Shannon and flying over to meet their first engagement over there will be in Chicago this night week against the Golden Gloves team.
Well, we'll go into that all very shortly, Mitchell. We bring in now another highlight tomorrow. It's tomorrow evening. It's at Shelburne Park. It's the final of the Easter Cup competition. Is that right, Pat O'Brien?
The final of the Easter Cup competition, first big event of the year, and not only are people expecting to see a terrific race... And
but they're expecting to see Prince of Bermuda win. All right, we'll wait for it. We'll wait for it. Look, on Sunday then at Croke Park, we've got the National Hurling League final. Sean O'Callaghan
between Wexford and Tipperary. Wexford being All-Ireland champions, and here I think we expect the match of the year.
Right, moving on to Wednesday now, we've got a couple of events on Wednesday. We've got the 2,000 guineas of the Curragh, Sean
Murphy.
That's
quite right, yeah. Phil, it's going to be a wonderful race. We might even have two that were strongly fancied for the 2,000 guineas last week. Malaysian and Roystar, either or both may yet run.
Good. Well, also on Wednesday, we've got a big golf competition. It's the Thostrel competition, Frank Johnson, isn't it? Where's it going to be played?
It'll be played at Milltown, Phil. 72 hole strokes over 2 days. For the top professionals and amateurs.
Well, 2 days, that goes into Thursday. That brings me back to you, Sean Murphy, because the 1,000 guineas are on
That's
the current
quite right.
Thursday.
And you can see that very, very good filly Carezza run again. And opposition to it will be include Mary Davies and Belle Sabot, Cold Morning, and at least one French filly, maybe two.
Right, well, also on Thursday, and as you mentioned French fillies, let's go across water to the continent. Not to France, though, but to...
Rotterdam.
To Holland, to Rotterdam, right? Curtin Kennedy. On Thursday next, Ireland play Holland, right?
That's right, yes.
And Ireland go to win, yes?
Well, it's fairly difficult to say. We beat them here last year, but since then, Holland have beaten Germany and Belgium.
Both away,
and
yes, indeed.
They seem to have improved a lot since they turned over to professionals from amateurs.
Well, while Ireland's international soccer players are pitting their strength, their wiles, their craft, their ability, what else?
During the course of the three-quarter-hour programme, they used to read provincial scripts. And members of the rep were able to read the provincial scripts. Like Joe Lynch used to do it, and Joe O'D used to do it. And many others involved, Leo Layden of the rep company, used to read the provincial scripts. And one man who appeared one day to read a provincial script was Gay Byrne. But one particular man, and he left for Canada afterwards, a very good actor he was too, but he wasn't very au fait with people like Christy Ring, because in the course of reading out one of the bulletins from the South, he mentioned a fellow called Christy Ryan, and that went out in that programme. But there was nothing we could do about it. But it just shows you how you can commit little errors and they can slip into a programme. But that was a marvellous programme. And I could safely say there hasn't been a better sports programme since, because it covered a wide range. And not alone that, but I was introduced to all the famous internationals that came along. Gordon Wood. I remember Gordon Wood particularly because he was a Newcastle West man. And as well as that, Gordon, being a marvellous international rugby player, was also a great hurler, played hurling for Newcastle West. And I met all the leading rugby players at the time, Ronnie Dawson, Dr. Mullen, and the Flanagans, Kevin and Mick Flanagan. They were all great friends of mine afterwards. And it was an amazing thing that I said you would meet all the famous players on a particular programme, whereas you mightn't meet them outside. And then I got very much involved, and I used to love going to rugby matches and as well as soccer matches. And then afterwards, as it turned out, playing against a lot of these great players as well. So it was a great programme in that sense, that you got involved in it and then you were meeting famous characters, famous individuals and famous athletes.
And now over to you, Sean O'Callaghan. Who's going to win on Sunday at Croke Park?
So you're taking the bull by the horns. You're beginning at the end.
I want to know who's going to win, and then I want to know how they're going to win, and then I want to know what they're going to win by, and then I want to know what the actual score is going to be, right?
I hope you get all that now in one breath. I'm taking Wexford to win, naturally enough, Phil, because I've plumped for them all along, and I still rate they're one of the best teams at the moment playing in Leinster, or for that matter, in the country. Their last two battles with Tipperary has more or less steeled them for this big effort now on Sunday, which I take will be a classic in itself. It has all the ingredients of a thriller, and I'm sure we're going to have it.
That's question number one answered. Wexford are going to win. Question number two, as I remember, how are they going to win?
How are they going to win? Well, I think their great consistency, Wexford's great consistency over the past 2 years, is bound to reflect on their play and play on Sunday.
Incidentally, they've never won the National League.
No, they haven't. Although they have contested the 1951-52 final, and they were beaten by a point on that occasion by Tipperary in what was regarded as probably the best hurling match seen at Croke Park for a long, long time.
Until next Sunday.
Well, now, the following, last year we had them playing against Tipperary as well, but a bereavement in the record.